It's Carol Emeralds with Paris. You're listening to KHEM, Radio Without the Rules. And it's a little bit afternoon, and you're listening to, as I said, 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM. And right now that means it's time for Not For Kids Only. And that's where I look at programs or organizations within our community that's out there for children and young adults. And today, talking to a couple students from NPA, which you might also know as North Coast Preparatory Academy. And we're talking about their elegant French dinner, which is happening on Saturday. So that's pretty exciting. Oh, wait a second. There we go. Carol Emerald wanted to go ahead and throw on another track, too. But do you all want to go ahead and introduce yourselves, or do you want me to do the honors?
We can.
Yeah,
okay.
We can.
Yeah. And then, so my name is Amelia Parker. I'm a senior at NPA, and I've been on trips to China and India.
And my name is Ruth McGee, and I'm a senior at NPA, and I've been to China this last summer.
That must have been pretty amazing, going on those two trips.
Yeah.
I did not know that about NPA until I started, talking to you all about the Elegant French Dinner, because it's a fundraiser for your travel scholarships.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which is an intricate part of NPA, it seems.
Yeah. We really focus on international travel, and we think that it's really great to go and see the world. And with events such as the French Dinner, which is our biggest fundraiser, it really allows students who wouldn't necessarily be able to afford going to these trips because they are expensive. We'd stay for, like our China trip was, we were there for a month. And so events like this make it completely possible.
Where did you go in China?
We went everywhere.
Yeah, well, we started out in Beijing, and then we headed inland, and we ended up in Tibet. And so we went to the Tibetan city of Yushu, and we spent 5 days there before heading back out to the coast, and then we flew out of Shanghai.
And why is it really important? Why does it really help your education to do all this travel?
I mean, you see a completely different culture and, way of life, and it's just so vastly different from American lifestyle, so... Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah. Sounds really wonderful. And you all take trips at least once a year, don't you?
Our school does have trips once a year. Some of them are reoccurring. Like the Thailand mm-hmm. trip happens every other summer. But a lot of them are just who's interested in where you want to go. So if you want it, we just had student-coordinated Japan trips where we did have adult chaperones, but students were the one who wanted to be like, oh, let's go to Japan. So then that happens. So it's if you have an interest in somewhere and you talk to a teacher about it, probably a year in advance, for the most part, it can be worked out.
And you'd be like, okay, I want to go to Japan.
Yeah,
make this happen.
Yeah.
And does it usually have to be a group of students who go together?
Yeah, for the most part. It makes fundraising. And in China, our group, we went with 12 students and it was just amazing going with people our age, because I've traveled just with my mom, but I don't know, there was something about going with people my age who also see kind of the world the same way I do, because my mom and I obviously are different ages. So our group of people that we traveled with, it was really comforting almost to rely, to have people to rely on if you ever need anything, and just to feel more comfortable in certain situations.
And you also get to go to things that your age group is really interested in too.
Yeah. And we expressed interest in going to see the pandas.
Oh, nice.
And Xi'an, I think it was. Yeah. And so we made that happen. We went and saw all the little baby pandas in their sanctuary. And that was a really awesome experience.
Oh, that would have been really magical.
Yeah.
That's really amazing. Where are some places you all are looking? You said Japan's coming up, and you said that Thailand, which is happens every other year.
Yeah,
are there some other places?
We just had a France trip happen in November.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know if there's going to be a Sweden-Russia trip?
I mean, probably next year.
Yeah,
I mean,
so Sweden, we have a sister school in Sweden, and our principal, Jean Bazemore, she founded our school a long time ago based on this Sweden sister school. She really liked what they had and everything that they valued. And so the Sweden trip is really cool because Jean loves Sweden, and also because you get to see the school that our school is kind of like.
And you have students from other schools, your sister school, come over and study in Humboldt for a little while.
Yeah.
We have a lot of international students at our school every year. That's really special. Yeah.
From all over the globe or just... Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And do they study for the full year or just like a month or two or...
I mean, usually they stay for the full year, but we've had a couple students who've stayed for all 4 years or just for like a couple years.
And do you have some of your students also go and stay for like a full year out
we've
in
had
another?
Some. We've had... Who did we have?
I don't know, but usually
Kobe,
students...
We had a girl go to Germany for a year.
Oh, that's neat.
And, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Recently, there was a dancer that studied a year in with the Bolshoi.
Oh, that's neat.
I know.
Can the Bolshoi, imagine? Like who?
She's been a dancer for many, many years, but she got to spend her sophomore year studying in Russia with the Bolshoi Ballet Company.
Amazing.
That's
really cool.
That's a pretty good opportunity, I'd say.
I'm not a ballerina, so that's why I asked what that was for a second ago.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
It's okay. That right there is Emma Nation, who is involved with North Coast.
I'm Rotary. One of the parents.
Well, that's being involved with
it
Emma.
It really is. It's a lot of volunteering when you pick up something like the French dinner, because I really believe in this particular meal because it's going to be very, very delicious, and there's a lot of energy that's going into this particular meal, and volunteer energy and donation energy and local food too. So
and it's
it
something
will be
that's
nutritious.
Well, oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
And you said, and really nutritious.
Yes.
Okay. And it's something that's close to you because you lived in Paris for a little bit.
I lived in Paris for a little while because it was a time where you could do it pretty cheaply as an exchange student from San Francisco City University. And so that's why I really believe in the value of these exchange programs. It really does open up an American's eyes when they go outside of the country.
Oh, yeah. It is very important, international travel, and especially you guys are so lucky to be able to do this in high school.
Yes.
You are very, very lucky to do it in high school. And this fundraiser that happens, as we said, benefits the travel scholarships so that people can go where they want. And you guys are having an elegant French dinner, and it's four courses, which is incredible.
Yes.
Whenever I studied abroad in London in college, and one of my favorite restaurants that I always coveted because I was, you know, a college student living on a budget, I'd walk by this French restaurant that always said that they would have four course dinners, and my mouth would drool.
Yes.
So I just think of elegant French dinners now as being like the epitome, like the fanciest thing that you could possibly do.
Yeah.
So can people really dress up to come on out to it?
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, it's held at the Sequoia Conference Center in Eureka. I think that's what it's called. And and so it's a really nice event. The venue always looks amazing. We start on Friday night, and we set it all up, and we have like striped tablecloths. And
well, rumor is it's a Valentine theme.
Oh, right. That might be a possibility.
And that we're encouraging people to bring their Valentines as their big night out.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. And so the entire event is completely volunteer organized. All the students we serve, and we have three head chefs, and they're each in charge of their own meal. And but like I said, everything is completely volunteer organized. So it's really like.
And what are the three main courses that people can choose from?
I'm going to read them.
Okay.
We've got pavé de saumon, the champignon sauvage et poireau, which is a wild mushroom, salmon with wild mushrooms, and poulet façon pépin. I believe that is chicken and cream sauce a la a fellow named Pépin. Mm-hmm. And the vegetarian option is quenelle à la lyonnaise. And that's exciting because quenelle is a dumpling that you can put all kinds of things in. And it's a specialty of that particular Alsace region that Marceau, the head chef, he's from there. So it's a specialty from his hometown.
Oh, that's
right. So he's going to put vegetarian stuff in it.
And so some people are going to be doing some performances and stuff during this. As we mentioned, there's going to be three students doing that cover of Carol Emerald. Mm-hmm. Is there, like, and you mentioned that somebody's going to be covering Manu Chao?
Yeah, the same group of students. And then we'll also have NPA's jazz band will be performing. And I think there's a couple more performances happening.
Okay, sweet. And you also mentioned that you're going to have a debut of something pretty exciting, a wonderful... travel magazine.
Yeah, so another student who went on the trip with Ruth and I was Aya, and in China, we got the idea to create a magazine that we could compile everybody's experiences of international trips and put them into a magazine that isn't something that, like, because we also do presentations like slideshows during the French dinner, but that's something that would, we post them online, but it's not something that is consistently seen over again. And so we actually just, they came in the mail the other day, it's super exciting. But so we made this magazine in which we have two feature stories of China and Thailand. And we wrote a lot of it, and we had other people write, like, there's actually a section by Ruth in there about China-Tibet relations, and we talk about the French dinner, and it's just, as it's a representation of our international travel, it also talks a lot about NPA and just lets everybody know what NPA is and why it's important that events like this are possible, because we do a lot of great stuff in China and whatnot.
That's cool. You probably worked really hard on that piece for the magazine.
Yeah, definitely. It's a good article.
Why did you decide to write about China and Tibet relations?
Well, for our international baccalaureate program, we have to like study history, and we have to write a very long paper about a subject that we choose, or a topic in history. And so I chose to write about Tibet's foreign relations
after
with the United States.
After we'd just been there.
And I saw how Tibetan people were living, and I was like trying to compare it to how the American lifestyle. And so I was wondering about the government
relations.
Probably
way different.
Oh, yeah, it's vastly different.
Wow, I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
So we mentioned it just briefly right there, but whenever students go to NPA, they end up getting a degree that helps them study abroad, because most high school diplomas won't allow you to go to an international college. But with an international bachelorette from like NPA, you'd be able to go study at another university.
So we started in your junior year at the International Baccalaureate, I think that's it. And so you prepare for it your freshman and sophomore year, and then junior and senior year. It's a international program that gives anybody who's in the program the same curriculum anywhere in the world, and so that way your diploma, when you finally finish your 2 years, it can be recognized in other countries, and so it makes it much easier. For example, we have students who are applying out of the country to go to college, and so those colleges that wouldn't necessarily value an American degree because, or an American diploma, because they don't necessarily, they need certain things or whatever.
Equivalent.
Yeah, it's not the equivalent of like what a high school diploma would be there. So the IB is something that can like universalize graduating from high school, so you can get credits and be applicable or eligible to apply.
Is NPA just for high school, or is it?
We have just started a middle school a few years ago.
Oh, that's
so
exciting.
6 through 8, yeah.
And do people have to be interested in international travel to go to NPA?
No, but it's an option. And I guess the goal of NPA is for every student there to go on at least one trip during their 4 years of high school. But you don't have to if you don't want to.
No.
Oh, okay.
But
cool.
A lot of people want to.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, I know.
And then there is this this fundraiser that ends up helping everybody
on
the trips.
Exactly.
And so, once again, Elegant French Dinner. It's the 16th annual, actually, which is really cool, over at the Sequoia Conference Center, coming up this Saturday at 5:30. Four-course meal and dessert and no-host wine and bar. And how much are tickets?
They are $50 a person. And when you buy your ticket, you actually then say what your meal is going to be. So when you arrive, you'll have a name card and like your meal, and you sit down with a little name card, and then the server will come out with your designated meal.
Oh, that's fancy. So people have to get these in advance.
Yes.
And
so
$50, that is not bad at all. Okay.
Yes.
That is not bad at
all.
Exactly. I go out to sushi and I spend over $50
each.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's going to a great cause.
So as far as a great meal, it's going to a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
Four-course meal
with
dessert. And it sounds really, really wonderful. And there'll probably be some really amazing people and great entertainment as well.
Yeah.
So I'll say it one more time, okay? Sequoia Conference Center, Elegant French Dinner, this Saturday. And you can go on over. You have a brown paper tickets link?
Yes, you go.
And Wildberries.
Yes, and Wildberries.
Okay, so people can go in person and pick them up too over Wildberries. Okay, cool. Did anything else you guys want to wrap up with?
I don't think so. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks a bunch for coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Awesome. Thank you very much. And everybody, you've been listening to Not For Kids Only. It's a program that happens every single Thursday at noon. It's where we talk at organizations or events in our community that are out there for children and young adults. And I'm going to go ahead and take a short break, and then we'll go ahead and put on another track that somebody is going to be performing, the Manu Chow track. So stick around. You're listening to KHM.